Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Yud Dalet. We'll start again from the beginning of the perek that we started already at the end of yesterday's shir on Yud Gimel Amid Bey. Zok the Mishnah ve'elu mutarim. The following are mutter, meaning that if you make a neder and you're matfis in one of these things, nothing happened. It's totally mutter. So for instance, chulun sh'oichalecha, you see that piece of cake that you have over there? It should be upon me like a shtik chulun. And the answer is, that's fine. And that's why it's mutter. And of course, that's such a double poshet. Why does the Mishnah even have to say it? And that's why the Ran says, "Bigmar mafarish l'mayitzrich." V'shteitzach, if he says, this kosher item should be totally kosher upon me, totally chulun upon me. So what's the problem? Avadeh, it's going to be mutter. So Gemara will address that as soon as we start the Gemara. And then we have a whole bunch of real isurim, where if a person is matvis in any of these devarim or asurim, as we've learned already several times in our Masechta, nothing happens. Because it's ad sheyidar, bedover hanodar, v'loy bedover ha'osar. And all of these things are osar. Kibsar chazir, like ashtik chazir. Kavoyris kechob, ashtik avoyris zara. Kavoyris levuvin. Remember we looked in the Ran yesterday, kavoyris levuvin means that the goyim used to extract and do a surgery on a live animal and take out the heart, to be able to go and bring it for a takroivis avoid a zorah, for sacrifice. Or kedvelus a treifis, something's in a velu treifa. Or kishkotsum uramasim, kichalas arnu turmasi. Any one of these things is mutter. Why did the Mishnah have to give all of these examples? So the Ran tells us each one of them is in a class of its own. For instance, kipsar chazer, it's only osir ba'achil, it's not osir ba'not. Avoid a zorah, it's of osir ba'not as well. However, you can be mavatal avoid a zara. Oiris levuven is so chomer that you can't even be mavatal it. If a goy says about a particular avoid a zara, doesn't nish can avoid a zara, says gunished, then it loses its shem avoid a zara. But oiris levuven remains osir banor, even if you mavatal it. Nevelis Atreifis is coming to tell you even those things where there's a din of toma. Kishkotzer Namasim is telling us even if it's only bekadasha. Kechalas arnu trumasai. Even though it's mutter, it's also to the masses, but it's also to, forget, it's also to the masses, but it's mutter to a harem, meaning to the kahanim. And the same thing applies to truma. In all of these cases, lamasa, it's mutter. Now then the Mishnah says, however, a person who says to his wife, hari at olai ki ima, you are to me like my mother, in which respect that he is answering her in tashmish, and he's saying, just like I'm not allowed to go and live with my mother, because it says in the Torah that that's one of the aroyas, so I'm not going to live with you either. So now again he's being matfis bedover ha'osur. L'choyre, it should be a case of mutter, like we had in the Reisha. Says the Mishnah, no poischem loy pesach mi mokim acher. You have to be poiseach pesach, meaning you have to go and be matir neider. Shleyekal roishe lekach. So the person shouldn't go and absent-mindedly, or shouldn't go and recklessly treat this in a very lenient manner. This is a dover chomer ma'oid, and therefore we're saying you have to be poiseach le'pesach.
Isn't this kind of like... Let me just finish off.
And then you'll ask three questions. Now the question is, what is so special about this? Ishte hari at olai ki'ima. On the surface, it would seem like because he's going and talking about living with a mother, and maybe because of that, this is a grub. He talks in such a very unrefined fashion. But we'll see in the Gemara that really that has nothing to do with it. In fact, any one of the prior cases that we said before, if a person says, living with you, tashmish with you, should be osir, just like ashtik avoyde zora, or like ashtik nevelis utreifois, or shkotzer ramosim, any one of those things that we mentioned in the Reisha, the Mishnah, it would also require a psichas pesach. Why? So what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seif? In the Reisha we said all of those cases are mutter. And here we're saying, hey, you got to be matter neider. So we'll see in the Ran shortly, and really it's the Gemara that's going to tell us in more detail, that what the Mishnah is trying to tell us is that if you have a person who is an amaret, and he is addressing his wife, unfortunately, says the Ran, people tend to, especially Amaratim, tend to go and make nidorim to aser their wives mitoich hakpoda, unfortunately there is a marital spat. He gets angry at her, she gets angry at him, and as a result, he says things which he should not, and he starts making the darim. I don't want to live with you. Living with you should be like living with a shtik chazer or like avodah zarah. He's matvis in any of those things in the Mishnah. Even though, mitzad ikra din min ha-toira, nothing happened. What he has said is totally meaningless. Like we said in the Mishnah, it's all mutter. However, because he is dealing with his wife, where there, this is a unfortunately a more frequent occurrence that a person makes those types in the dark. And as we'll see, Migmar, we're talking about an amaret. We're afraid that if we're going to go and tell him, he's going to go to the roof the next day, and he's going to say, did you hear what I said about my wife? No, I didn't hear anything. Well, I said to my wife that Tashma should be usher upon me, like eating Ashtik Chazer, or like Avodah Zorah and all the others. And the roof will say, no, that's okay. Mishra said it's mutter. You don't have to worry about it. You can go home. The neder is meaningless. Now, this person is an amaret. He'll think that the same thing applies to a dover and nodder. That if a person says that my wife should be kekoinim olai, or the tashmish should be kekoinim olai, so that's all. The rabbi told me yesterday that when I said kechazer or kavod zor, it's nothing. So certainly kekarbon should be nothing. What does he know? He doesn't know the difference between a dover hanodur and a dover osur, and that's why we tell him in all cases, you're making a neder against your wife, regardless of what the subject or the hatfasa, the subject of his hatfasa is. In all cases, you should go and be matir neder. But then the Mishnah told us another halach as well, that when you're being matir neder, you have to be peseach pesach mimokim acher. What does that mean, peseach pesach mimokim acher? So we're going to see the Ran in a moment, that the person might think to himself, I know what I did wrong over here. I was somewhat, I spoke in a very impolite, unrefined manner about my mother. I shouldn't have got my mother involved. If I would have known that if my mother would hear about this, or if other people hear about it, they would say, he is denigrating his mother, or denigrating the neshama of his mother, by speaking in such a gross manner, an unrefined manner. The tashmish of my wife should be also upon me, like the tashmish of living with my mother. I mean, how do people even talk like that? So I might think that you can be Pesach Pesach be covered over the imoy and saying, if I would have realized that what I did is so terrible to either their living beings or to their memories, I never would have done it, blah, blah, blah. No, that Pesach Pesach doesn't work. Why does that Pesach Pesach not work? Because it's a Mishnah later on in Daf Samach Dalit. For those of you that only have the art scroll, it's a little bit difficult. So you need Samach Dalit, Siyata Dishmaya. But if you look at Taf Samach Dalit, at the very top of the Amud Anu Perek, Rav Leza Oimer, Poyischem Li'odem Mekoved Ovi V'Imoy, the Chum Oisrim. Chum say, no, you cannot be Poyischeach Pesach Mekoved Ovi V'Imoy. Why not? Mitchell will see when we get to Daf Samach Dalit. But the point is, Halacha is, you cannot be Poyischeach Pesach Mekoved Ovi V'Imoy. And that's why our mission is telling you, you have to be Poyischeach Pesach Mimokim Acher. You have to find another Pesach. What other Pesach there would be? Figure out that this husband says, if I would have known that I'm causing so much agony and so much trouble to my wife, if I would have known that as a result she's not going to go and cook dinner for me for the next week, if I would have known X, Y, Z, I never would have done it, blah, blah, blah. It cannot be with covered over the imoy. It has to be related to something else. So now the question, but I have the Mishnah Daf Samach Dalit. Why do I have to have this in our Mishnah here? Says the Ran, Sol Kedaita Chamina, when did the rabbi say that you cannot be Poseach, be covered over the imoy? That's Tavka by a Neder, the Oiraisa, a normal, regular Neder. But over here, the Neder of our Mishnah is nothing Minat Torah, because he's being Matfis Medover HaAsur. The only reason why you have to go and get a Heter is Midrabbanan, because the Rabbanan is saying, since this guy's an Amoritz, I'm afraid, you know what he's going to go and do? He's going to go make all types of Nedorim. Good morning, Rabbi, or good afternoon, I'm not sure. But we're in the middle of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're just reviewing the Mishnah from yesterday. So, Sol Kedaita Chamina, that this Poseach, the cover of the Imoy, only applies by a Neder Diraisa. But here, this Neder has no meaning Diraisa. It's totally irrelevant. It's only Midrabanan that we require this person to go and get a Pesach Charota, and to go and get a Heter Nedarim. What's the reason why? Because he has an akpod against his wife and is an amaret, and therefore he might make more Nedarim, and he won't be able to distinguish between a Dover Aser and Dover Mutter. So that's the reason why our Mishnah has to throw in that here too, Poischem Leit Pesach, Mimokoin Achim. So let's take a quick look here at the Ran. The Ran is, first we'll look at the Ran, first wide line. Harizem Mutter, now on the second wide line. Vafil Amoret Shinoda Behem, even if we're talking about Amoret, Ein Tzorich Pesach Al Mutter Me'elav, all of the foregoing cases of the ratio of the Mishnah, where he said, Hari Alai, this food should be Kibbasa Chazir, and Avoidus Kechoven, Oyrich Levuven, you don't have to matinate it. Mutterloch, Mutterloch, Mutterloch. Now skipping to the next round. Hoimel Ishtai. Haide Noket Hari At Alai Ki Ima, when he says to his wife, I'm not going to live with you, just like I cannot live with my mother. Harihu nami b'matfis b'shar isuri hano kabod chachamor. Not hari. It's hu hadin nami. The same thing applies not only by ima but b'matfis b'shar isuri hano, like we had in the reisha kabod chachovim and orlin kloyakerim that we didn't have in the reisha, but mention we'll have that in the brisa. Any pre-existing dover osur. All of these things are meaningless when you're being matfis bedover ha'asim. Ubebrayse nami tani b'gemara, as we'll see met shem shortly in the Amud Aleph. Hariat alai kibsar ima kibsar achoisi ka'orlo kikloy hakerem. He says to his wife, Tashma should be usur upon me, like living with my mother, living with my sister, like eating orlo kikloy hakerem. It should be usur. All of those are meaningless nadar. El Haide Noket Ki'ima, why did we go and say in our Mishnah, Ki'ima, why didn't we go and say, Ka'arla, Kikloy Akerim, or something else? The Isbeitarti, Chodet Isbeitarti, because he's teaching us one halacha with two halachic ramifications. Ashmin and Chodet, first thing is, the Avagav, the Matzah, Bedover Ha'asur, and therefore this is a meaningless neder. Ba'ama'aret, Midrabonon Tzorech Pesach, since we're talking about Ama'aret, although min ha-toira, meaningless neider, b'drabban, you have to be p'siach pesach. V'ashmin and su, the tzorach shehim mokem acher, that it has to be a p'siachas pesach from the left field. V'ein p'siach l'mabekavim, like the Mishnah we saw in Daf Samach Dalet. K'loima, ili ho-yisi yodea shalo yehei, kovid le'imcha b'kach, if I would have realized that by saying those words, I would be denigrating and desecrating the honor and the memory of my mother. I would never have said such a neder. Don't say the Mishnah that you cannot be poiseach pesach the covet of the imai. That's when you're talking about a real bona fide neder. Aval hayde lasa el medrabanan. This is not a neder. This is a chnoider and matfis bedover ha'asur. So it's not even a neder. It's only midrabanan that the amaoretz has to be p'seach pesach. I would think poisut kamash melandolai. That's the Rashba. But the ikar is the dafke mother ishtoi who matfis bedover ha'asur tzorach pesach and they should darko lesser as ishtoi mitoichak pata. Unfortunately, that's the way of the world. Presumably, particularly by the amaoretz, he gets. And he gets upset at his wife, and then he goes out of control, and he has makbid and bump it up, and Chas Hashem asters himself on her on him, etc., etc. And therefore, that's the reason why we are concerned. V'sharisa leibloi pesach, ki matas medover asur. If when he says a hatfas medover asur, like the chazir or the kloy hakerem or the orlo or the avoyda zara, any of those cases, and we tell him, no, you don't have to be poseh, but it's okay. You wasted your time coming to Bezin. You don't have to be Mater Neder. Because after all, he doesn't know the difference between the Dover Osir. He never learned Mesechlis Nedarim. How is he supposed to know the difference between Matvis Bedovra Noder, Matvis Bedovra Osir? Avashar Nedarim. Shar Dorim means vis-a-vis other people, not vis-a-vis a person's wife. Mitoch She'im Metzuyim Kolkach. It's not every single day that Reuven says to Shimon, I'm so angry at you. I now assert everything that you have on me, like a shtikl chazer, like a shtikl avodah zarah, and stuff like that. Lo'i gozer b'hem. They weren't gozer. Mein tzrichin shayla. And that's behind the dom deresh de masisim. Mutarin legamri k'risa be'gimara.
So you're just saying this is the most common case of the husband and wife getting into an argument and swearing?
I wouldn't say it's the most common case, but he's saying that the difference between the Reish and the Sefer, even though the Reish and the Sefer are talking about identical situations,
right.
The Mishnah uses different examples,
right.
But the Ran says it's really one and the same. So why did the Reish say that it's mutter and the Sefer says you better be poseach pesach, you have to be maternated, because the first case is talking about between one person and the other. The second case is talking about between husband and wife. And husband and wife, unfortunately, it's more motzui that people have hakpoda, the husband and wife. He gets irritated at her, she gets irritated at me, and therefore he says things he shouldn't say, and then she says things he shouldn't say, and afterwards they both cry and they say, oh, we shouldn't have said it, and we have it. But anyway, since this is a dover motzui, that's why if you're talking about an amma aretz, if you're going to tell him you don't have to be poseach pesach, he'll assume he never has to be poseach pesach. That's what we tell him. No.
If I'm Oret said about Yareka Kabasar Chazer, we don't say you need a pesach, right? That's
who did he say that to? That
pardon, not to his wife.
Not to anybody else.
If it's anybody else, right?
Off
right.
The hook.
So it's off the hook. So it's only in the specific case of
Ishtar.
Right.
Ishtar. Exactly. 100%. Right. What you're saying is absolutely correct.
So it's very interesting. Okay. See that that's,
You cannot relate to it because you and your wife probably have such a wonderful marriage that this never ever happened.
It's you're right, dear.
Yes, you're right. Dear.
So what we don't, so in Ksuvus we had situations like this, and this is all derivative, a tangent to Ksuvus Nidarim.
If you will.
Okay. Why aren't we saying basically you have to Yotzei v'yitein Ksuva? Why are we saying give him a Pesach?
Okay.
Why
didn't say Yotzei v'yitein Ksuva in Masechtas and the Ksuvas?
When
she made a neder. If she made a neder, then Yotzei v'lo yitein Ksuva. He doesn't have to give a Ksuva. Okay. If he happens to be an Ish Nadran and she cannot live with him, she says, I can't continue on with the Nadran. Yeah. So then the Mishnah says, then he has to go and Yotzei v'yitein Ksuva. And we're not talking about a person that makes Nidorim on every single day 12 times. We're talking about a person that unfortunately gets makbid from time to time. This might only happen once a month. But with respect to somebody else, it only happens once in 10 years. With his wife, it happens unfortunately once a month. So then it's not so critical that she says, I can't bear this anymore. It's just too much of a burden. But what he does have to do, if it does, then you go back to Ksuvas. Here you're just talking about a person that unfortunately has Akpada, and he makes a neder, and since he's an Am Oretz, etc. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, where it says, Eilu Mutarin, Chulin She'oichel Lecha. Pray to Yimara, Taima Di'om Chulin She'oichel Lecha. Obviously, our Mishnah is not coming to tell you the din of Chulin She'oichel Lecha. Rashi says, Rashi, the Ran says, Devadei Kitana Chulin, Lav the Gufa Yitzrich. Obviously, that's not telling you the halacha that if I'm matfis bedover hamutter, that it's mutter. Vishtaitzach, pshita the mutter. But must be to go and tell you the diuk, the inference. That what? Time the amachulin sha'ayuchalacha. Ha'omar lachulin sha'ayuchalacha. If, however, instead of saying chulin, he said lachulin, which means loy chulin, mashma loy lechulin lehebe. It shouldn't be for chulin. Elekarban. So then it would be awesome. If your uncle says to Beryl, I'm not going to eat at your kiddush. And in fact, everything that I eat at your kiddush should be for chulin. Then he's allowed to eat there. However, if he says it should be la chulin, which means loy chulin, then he cannot eat there. Because he's saying it's not chulin, it's carbon.
Right.
Now, who subscribes to that? Mani Masnisen. Mani Masnisen, a mayor. Kibir, a mayor. Or less than the chalat. How do we know that he doesn't hold that from the Tanai, B'nai Kar, B'nai Ruvay? Elamai must be Rabbi Yehuda. Hainu Reisha, that's the case, that's exactly the same case as the Reisha. Now when we say Reisha, we don't mean the Reisha of our Mishnah, because this is the Reisha of the Mishnah. Rather, the Ran says we're really going back to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Omid Beis. How did the Mishnah on Yud Omid Beis begin? Look at the Mishnah on Yud Omid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Ho'oimer, la'chulen sha'oich lecha, or la'chulen sha'oich lecha, like kosher, like dochi, all of that is asur. Who is the Tana of that Mishnah at the very last line on Yud Amud Beis?
Sherab
Yehuda Oimer Ha'Oimer Yerushalayim Limer. That whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore it's Rabbi Yehuda that says at the beginning of the Mishnah, if you say lachulin, which means loichulin, it's asur. And now you're telling me that's the same Tana of our Mishnah as well. It's also Rabbi Yehuda. See, he doesn't say lachulin, he says chulin is mutter. So therefore, medayik, what that means that lachulin would be aser. So why does Rabbi Yehuda have to repeat himself twice, both in the first perek and daf yud, and repeat himself once again here on the if you look at the top round, the top line, Rabbi Yehuda heinu reisha masis in the perek kama daf yud nan chulin shoichel lachulin shoichel kari reisha. And therefore, the question is, why did he have to repeat it twice, there and here? Everything Gemara on the second line. You're absolutely right. We did not need to bring this halacha. We had a whole laundry list of other items that are mutter. He wasn't the driver of this car. He was a passenger in the back, or the passenger back of the bus. 100%, we really didn't need this halacha, since we listed all the others. Is also we threw in for the mix, but there's really no chidush.
But all the others are davar ha'aser. Chulin is davar ha'mutter.
I agree with you 1,000%. Okay. If you want to take a look at the next run, ID 10 lines. Yeah. I don't need it. Since we have the other list of mutter things, we threw that in. Maybe Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't want to start off a Mishnah Be'el Mutarin Kibasa Chazir. Kibasa Chazir is Mutar. So maybe throw an Ulchun
Chulish. I see, as a way to separate Mutar from Chazir.
Maybe. Chazir. Perhaps. Anyway, but bottom line is, it doesn't tell us any Chiddush whatsoever, neither the word Chulin, nor the Diyak of Loila Chulin. All of it is a double Pashat. Rabbeinu Omar, I have a better turret. Rabbeinu Omar, Hochik Tari, Be'el Mutarin, Kichulin. Ah, not that chulin is the first example. The way we learned it until now, Eilu Mutarim, colon. Number one, chulin. Number two, Baser Chazin. Number three, no. The chulin goes together. The Eilu Mutarim, Kichulin, Shoyich Halacha.
Which ones?
And are these? Now, number one is Baser Chazin. On the surface, it sounds like a very
small
answer. However, we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to shoot this teretz down. So what is the Mishnah therefore telling us by saying if it wouldn't say the word chulin, I might have thought have a mina boy she'ela, that maybe we do have to be shoyel and we have to go and be maternator. That's what I might have thought. And then maybe that's why Rebbe starts off the Mishnah. Be'el Mutar and Kechulin. The following are just like Chulin. Just like Chulin, you don't have to be Mater Neder, because that's a bad. It's Nish Kaneder and Gansanish. It says Chulin, it's Zunish. So the others, you know, also don't have to be Mater Neder, says Zimara. Ah, so that's the Chiddush. To go and tell you that you don't need to Mater Neder. There's no such Havamina. How many Tony Sefer? The Mishnah continues on. That only in that case is our Mishnah Mechayev to go and be Mater Neder and to find the Pesach Neder. The Reisha Libayi Sheila, that the Reisha doesn't require Sheila. So therefore, even without starting off the Mishnah of the Eilu Mutarin Kechulin, if we would start off Eilu Mutarin, which are those, when you say Kibbutz Chazik, Kibbutz Chom, blah, 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 they're all mutter, and they do not require Hatoris Nidorim, even by Amma Oretz. I know that, because the mission continues on. However, Hu'im Ishtoi, then you are Baisach and Pesach. So again, so what do I need this Kachulim for? It means just to go and be a dramatic flourish. These are just like Chulim. According to Ravin, it's come to tell us halacha. What's the halacha? That they're mutter and they don't require Torah Nedarim. That I know without it, because of the fact that the Sefer does require Torah Nedarim. El Machvar Techulim Meila Nasva. So in fact, we go back to the original Teretz, that there is no chiddush whatsoever in the word chulin, neither for itself, loyle gufe, veloyle diuke. It just went along for the ride. Frank Timara, we've been talking about this today, and throughout the Masechta, that it's got to be Bedovra HaNodr and not Bedovra Osir. Where do you take this from? So, of course, the Ran already quoted this Gemara back on Daf Beis, but this is the Makar. Makar says the Pasuk. Ish ki Yidar Neder Lashem. Why does it say a double Lashem? Yidar Neder, Hachi Yidar Bedovra HaNodr and not Bedovra Osir. Frank Timara. Ah, because it says it's double language, either never. Doesn't it say elsewhere, lesser isor al nafshoi? So lesser isor is also a double lashon. Lesser isor. Right? Same pasuk. Ish ki nidl Hashem, yishav ha-shvua, lesser isa. So just like you say, yidar neder, that he's noider, bedover another, why don't you say lesser isa, that he asks him part himself, bedover asur. And then...
It is a validator.
And for the Gemara, you're right. If I had nothing else to darshan from lesser isa, I'd say the same thing. However, let's see, Mari, well, you buy a little kid of sanya, need it for another drash. So, isra, batoira, bechuli. Which is that? Is isra of toira? So, Gemara doesn't bring it, because Gemara assumes that you remember from 2 days ago. What did we learn 2 days ago? Ezel Isra Om Batayr. That's the middle of the Amid on Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Omer Inish Leyachul Basu Leyashe Yayin Kemo Yom Shemes Bayoviv Kiyom Shemes Bayrabai Kiyom Shenag Bayidali Ben Achikam. All of those others. That's the Ezel Isra Om Batayr. Lesser Isra comes to tell you that that Nader is a valid Nader. Now you're wondering to yourself, what's so special about to pink this one, Isra Om Batayr, with the yard sites, with other, what's so important about that? We'll see in the Ran in a moment what the central limit is. Anyway, with this we've concluded the first piece of the Gemara, and the essential part that we've learned from our Gemara is that the din of Neder is only toifis if you matvis, bedover another, and not bedover asur. Now, I'm sure it's bothered all of us since the beginning of the Masechta. Why should that be the case?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you go and say that if you matvis, bedover asur? A koshken, it should be
awesome. You go after the chavan of people. It's, a person wants to answer something on himself. He's taking something. He doesn't know better. He says, kibbutz or chazir. He thinks it's a validator.
We have a pasuk saying not that way.
Right, but saying, but it's what?
What's the swara? What's the swara?
Time of the cross?
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about time of the cross.
Bring your shemin in here.
Exactly. So the Ran says a very interesting swara. The Ran says, because I can create new isurim in forms of, like the Torah tells us, I can go and make something into a carbon. I can also make a neder to asa myself. But I cannot make a new shtik chazer. I cannot go and make a new shtik levelis or treifis. So if I point to a kosher piece of meat, or I look at a loaf of bread and I say, this loaf of bread should be chazer. How can I make something into chazer? Am I a Kodesh Baruch Hu that I can make things into chazer? I don't have that power. Kodesh Baruch Hu empowered me to make a neder like carbon, and that carbon, what are the ramifications? It's going to be Kedushas Aguf, and it's going to be Aser. Sure. So therefore, I can also be matvis, and just like I can make the carbon l'chadchila, I can be matvis something in that carbon, because the Torah gave me the power to create that Kedush in the carbon. So therefore, the Torah says I can now expand it and extend it to a second thing and say, this should be koinim, it should be like that carbon. However, I do not have the power to go and create chazer. I don't have the power to go and create shkotzim or amasim, since that's not in my power. That's, if I matfes something else, and I say it should be just like the chazer, is devarim betelim vutolim. I can make this, is this chazer? I can say 1,000 times, chazer. It can't become chazer. But I can say that this should have the same din, like a korban that I brought, that it should have kedusha. That's coming up. That I can go, that the Torah did empower me.
Chala.
That's a matir. Because it's not the chala, it's the tevel.
That's
before.
Roma.
Oh. It's the tevel. I was thinking that too, Mandy. Then I remember the Ron's answer.
Oh, Baruch Hashem.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, Bobby.
Where's the Ron inside, though?
Oh, man, we're going to put it right now. Okay, midboy lekid sanya izel isra. Okay? Forgetting Yom Tov everybody. Okay. Kamashma. That's where is this Ran? First of all, I'm going to learn that Ran Gabi the Isra. All good. But let's go and get your, ask your question. What's the reason why? Okay. So we have to go to the earlier Ran. The Ran that starts, Amakra ki yidah nedah shi yadah v'davra nodur. And let's go start from Umfakina. It's the fourth of the middle wide lines. Umfakina. The Ran asks, since I have a choice to go and say lesser Isar means Ezeu Osir Omer Torah, the Masim at the yard site from 2 days ago, and maybe also lesser Isar comes to tell you that you can be Noider Medovra Osir, how do you know that you use it for this drasha as opposed to that drasha? Mufakina, lesser isim and boy the kidsan yezo is claim. Kim the efshal ukmil hach drasha, lahachi, mukmisla. Since I have the ability to use the term lesser isar to go and tell you the drasha, a person who is matfis in the yard site, right? He said, just like I didn't eat basar yain on the first yard site or the when my father died or my rabbi died, etc. So, since I can use it for that drasha, the svarah is that a davar asr should not be chal. The bishloim bedavar anodim matlit fusev aleim mekikazelai the native carbon shenesa yidei neder. Since the original carbon or the original neder was a neder that I made and that was an effective isur, so therefore I can go be matfis bedavar anodim. Avki matfis bedavar aser such as chazer loiklum kamar the heichi leima. What should he say? Kikerze olai kibaser chazer loyavsher. The baser chazer aser rechmana v'hu layaser. How can he go and say about this kikar that this should have a din like baser chazer? If the Torah would say it's like baser chazer, that's fine. But the Torah didn't say that this kikar lechem is baser chazer. You're saying it. You don't have the power to go make it into chazer. You have the power to go make it into karban. Yeah, you can give it kedushas aguf, kedushas damim. You give it for the berak abayis. You could say it's like a that you have the power, but you don't have the power to make something into chazer. So that's the svara behind the difference between the dover noder and dover aser. How can you go and say that this kikar alike basa chazer leyefshe? You don't have the power and authority. The basa chazer aser rechmana, but leyefshe. Because you both wouldn't say you can make something into chazer. So therefore, when you mafis with dover aser, it's meaningless. So midboy, but I do need a feizel iser, which is the case of the yom shemes beyavud the ashmina. The avagav the toli nidre ben neder shaloin nesar el loy levadi. Ah. The chiddush is you can be matfis bedavar even if the only person that is osir to that item is you yourself, nobody else. The hainu yom shemeis be'aviv. The yom shemeis be'aviv, it's only affecting him. It's not okay. He may have had brothers,
right.
True, but when he made a neder not to go and eat basar, not to drink wine, that was only he made it for himself, not for anybody else, and therefore only for himself is this basar osir. And only for himself is this yayin aser. Nevelis chayu nidra. Dilav haikra, without this pasuk of ishki, of the lesser isor, hava mina ki yodr neder achiida bedovashu hanodr legamri shenasa mikol machmas oise neder. Maybe the first neder that I'm being madfis has to be a real intensive, heavy duty, heavyweight neder that it's also to everybody, like a carbon. Kamash Molon, that's what the pasuk lesser Isa comes to tell you. That even lesser Nidorim in their severity. Lesser Nidorim. In which respect are they less? They are less in the sense that they only affect this individual and not the whole world. Even such a neder, if you aser it, it becomes aser, and you can be mafis in that neder. Okay, and he goes on to him. Okay, we'll leave it in the next show. Getting back to our Gemara, so many see you saw the swara between the Isser and the Nether, and we're up to Ha'ima le'ishte hari at olai ki'ima. So what did it say in our Mishnah? Ha'ima le'ishtoi, poischum ei pesach, shle yekel, roisha lekach. So Gemara, but I have a braisa, hari at olai kipsar ima, kipsar achoisi, ka'orlo, ki'kloi ha'kerem, lui omaklum. Virtually the same words as our Mishnah. The Gemara adds the words kipsar ima. On the surface, that sounds like a very gross term. He's saying to his wife, living with you should be living like with the flesh of the mother. Why would you say the flesh of the mother? So the Shittim Gebetzes brings b'shem the Ritz. I'm not sure who the Ritz is. But he says that the Gemara is really just quoting from the Lashon HaPasuk. Because at the very beginning of the parsha of Aroyis, it says, Ish el kol she'er besaroi le'sikrevu le'galois erva. And then the pasuk, of course, enumerates the various arayas. But since the introduction is ish el kol psaroi, that's why the Gemara is just borrowing the lashon from the
Torah. This Amoritz at least knows Tanakh, even if he doesn't know Nedarim.
Or at least that's the colloquial slang that people use, even if he doesn't know Tanakh, or he doesn't know Chumash, whatever. So if he says kipsar ima, which means like our Mishnah with ima, or ksar achoisi, like living with my sister, or k'or l'kloy keren, all of these things are going maklom. Why? Because it's b'noider b'dover o'osr. But didn't we say in the Mishnah that it should be p'seich loy pesach? We have a stira. Evidi mor amar abaya loy amaklom midaraisa. I mean, I told you this is meaningless. It's gunished. Why is it meaningless? Because it's a you have to be noider bedover hanoder and not bedover osa. But so shem mitzvah and mitzvah they require that you should go and be poiseach pesach. Now Rava expands upon this, and it's really Rava that the Ran was quoting. Rava omar ha'betamid chacham be'ama aretz be'tamid chacham. You don't even need she'ela mitzvah because either a Talmud Chacham doesn't have such a hakpada on his wife. Or even if he were to be a person who is a very hothead, and he does make such nedarim against his wife, it makes no difference because he knows the difference between a Dovra Osir and a Dovra Nodir. So if he goes to the roof and they tell him, you don't have to be Matan Neder because he did a Dovra Osir, oh yeah, yeah, I remember now. How could I forget Daf Yedalit in the door? How could I forget the Rana beginning of Daf Beis? Of course, sure. But Dovra Nodir, I got to be careful. So therefore, you don't have to worry. Shulah Yekel Roish Lekach. But Ba'am Oretz, who doesn't know the difference between Dovra Osir, Dovra Nodir, if you're going to go and tell him, nah, this is a meaningless Neder, forget about it. So then he's going to think that all the Dharm between Ishli Ishtai, this is all just, you know, a one-day event, and it'll all go away, and the next morning, honey, you're fine, and darling, I love you, and everything is great, and it all goes away. No. Dovra Nodir, you have to be Matan Neder. Zoki Mor V'Hotanya, B'loshim Yichusa, I'll bring you a raya that even though the Braisa says loy omar klum, that's only by Talmid Chacham, but not by Amaratzin. How do I know? Because it's a noida b'toira. If a person says about himself that a particular item, like a machal, a food item, a kikar lechem, should be just like the toira, loy omar klum. This is Gunish. Why loy omar klum? We'll see Mitchum on the Amid base. But the Braisa uses the same term as the prior Braisa, right? The prior Braisa said, here too it says, the tzarech she'el l'chacham. Even though it says, l'yamaklum, you still midrabanan have to go and be shoyel l'chacham. V'yom Rav Nachman, where and when? V'yam aret. The Talmud Chacham ain't tzarech she'el. So therefore, what Rav is saying is, just like that other Braisa uses the term loy omar klum. So I would think that that's a blanket statement. Nobody, anywhere, ever has to go and be shoyu l'chacham. Why not? Because loy omar klum is gunish mit gunish. You don't have to go and be matinader on gunish on a meaningless statement. But Nachman said, no, that only applies to tamid chacham. But an amoritz, tzorach she'ela. But it says loy omar klum. I don't care. Loy omar klum is for tamid chacham, not for amoratzim. Says Rava, that's my Raya Votanya. That just like over there, the previous generation of Rabbi Yochanan Rav Nachman explains that Liyom Aklum means Liyom Aklum for Tamid Chochem, but it is Omar Klum for Nam Oretz, he has to be Matan Neder. Same thing applies to the Gipsar Ima, Gipsar Choisi, Liyom Aklum for Tamid Chochem, but for Am Oretz, he got to be Matan Neder.
If he's a Tamid Chochem, why is he saying Gipsar Achosi or these other languages?
He's angry.
Yeah, that's for sure. But the reason why I use the term basa, we explain because it says in the pasuk in Achrei Mois, ish al kosher erb soroi v'sikru v'gali serba.
Still not a nice language.
No, he's quoting the pasuk. He's saying that you, the tashmish and you, should be just also like the sheerb soroi that it says in the parashas Achrei Mois kedoshim by the mother, by the... I'm not saying that this is the most refined statement that a person can make, but that's why they should...
So therefore he's quoting the
Zohar. Exactly.
Oh. Anyway, as they get this. Now, we mentioned, so we'll finish really with this sugya about the Dovra Noda, Dovra Osir. And now we get off a little bit on a tangent discussing what does it mean, Hanoida Batoira. And we have now a Braisa, and the Braisa tells us that there are three halachas. Tanya, Hanoida Batoira, Loya Maklum. If a person says, I'm Noida Batoira, now what means Noida Batoira? So you see the top Mefarish says very simply, Toira Sha'oicha Lecha, just like we had carbon sha'oicha lecha, noiser, upigal sha'oicha lecha, chulin sha'oicha lecha, basachaza sha'oicha lecha. If he says, ketoira sha'oicha lecha, uyamaklam. That's goodish.
Bitora, not ketoira, bitora, which is kind of, is there a distinction?
If he's noida bitoira, if you want to really get into the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, that's fine. According to Yehuda, you always have to add a chav. According to Meir, you don't have to add a chav.
Okay.
So if you're saying that this braisa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, throw in that he was noida batoira by using the chav hadimyon, and nevertheless, le'yam a chav. While according to Meir, you don't have to use a chav, like we had Imra ki Imra, le Imra ki Eitzim, li Eitzim ki Eitzim. According to him, you don't have to have the Chofet Dimyon, so you will have the Chofet Dimyon. Nevertheless, regardless of the old Echad Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, loy amakom. When you say noy de betreda, that's meaningless. However, if he says b'meshe kosev ba sh'oy chalecha, he doesn't use the word Torah. B'meshe kosev ba, what's written in the Torah? Oh, shvar of kayam. And then further, ba uba meshe kosev ba. Dvar of Qiyam. So now, the Choyra, the third case, is the just repeating the second case. Exactly. And that's the Imara's Kasha. Vreiting Imara, Ketoni, Vemeshe, Kosuba, Dvar of Qiyamin. Once we have the middle case of Vemeshe, Kosuba, meaning the words which are written in the Torah, Dvar of Qiyamin, Bo, Ubemeshe, Kosuba, Tzorach, Vemeymar, what is the Chidush? So now, before we continue on, we'll see in the Gemara momentarily that the reason why Hanoide Batoira Loya Maklum is because we can interpret his words that he's not referring to the words in the Torah, but he's referring to the Gevilin. Gevilin means the parchment, the cloth. And therefore, he's looking at a Sefer Torah and he says, this food should be usher upon me, just like that Torah. If you're talking about the cloth, that's why Loya Maklum, because he's not referring to the essence, the words in the Torah. But when he said Bemeshikazwa, oh, Meshikazwa, now we're talking about the words.
Is it Devar HaNadar?
I'm sorry?
The words are Devar HaNadar.
Are the words a Devar HaNadar? The words are not a Devar HaNadar, but the words were created by a person who wrote the Sefer Torah. In other words, if you just had this cloth alone and nothing written on it, it will be nothing. By somebody going and doing a malach, nobody can go and transform a kosher piece of meat into a shtikhaz. But everybody can go and transform a behema into a carpet. Everybody can transform a piece of cloth into a dover kodesh by writing on it shemois and writing on it the divrei Torah. So he's saying, in that respect, it's a dover noder because it was created by mankind, so to speak. And therefore, now another person can be matfis in those words. That's pshat number one. Number two, we'll see in the Ran, that the Gemara is really not referring to the words generally, not to brachos and not to bara, but it's referring to elikim. It's referring to the Askaroi Shiva. And therefore it's as if he's being noider b'shem, that he's being noider in the Shem Hashem. Even though that back in that base, the Ran said, a neider is chal, even if you're not noider b'shem. But certainly if you are noider b'shem, or you're nishba b'shem, then that's certainly like it says, and that's there is a difference. But you can make a shvur with the name of Hashem. So therefore he has really in mind the Askaroi Shiva. We'll see.
We're talking about a netter here, not a shuvah. So.
That's a very good point. We'll see. It's not as simple as you think. We'll see that once again in the Gemara. In fact, before we continue on, why don't we take a quick look at the Ran to address your question? Hanoi de Batoira. Kaloimar, do you see what he says?
Yeah.
What does he say?
Shenishba
Batoira. The Kori Leitana Lenishba. Noider, like I've said a number of times in the past, says the Ran, that the Mishnah and the Gemara sometimes uses the terms loosely, like Mater and Mefer, Neider and Shvua. There was Torah in front of him. The Omer, Bezua Torah, Shloi Ese, Oishi Ese, Dover Ploini. So obviously, Shloi Ese or Ese, that is not a case of the Chafetz, that's of the Gavra, and therefore it's a Shvua. The Daita Loyama Klum, why the Daita Klum? The Daita Agvilin, because his mind is set on the cloth, on the parchment written Basama. However, if, okay, so Machsa arises already in the next shtickle. So, anyway, let's get back to the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara is asking that this Braisa, the first case of Loyama Torah Loyama Klum, there we say it's talking about the cloth of the Torah, not the Askoroi Shiba. If he makes a shvua in the name of this cloth, for it should be like this cloth, all of that is worthless because the cloth really is does not have any inherent isur or neder in it. He's not matfis bedavra osur loyamakla. However, b'neshkosimbo, what's written in the Torah, and as the Ran will explain, the askaroi shibo, it's as if he's nishba b'shem. Oh, tvar of kayam, then it's a good shvua. And if he says ba uba meshkosimbo. And that was Gemara's Kasha. Why does he have to repeat himself? Well, look, the second case, Dvar of Kiyamin. Certainly the third case should be Dvar of Kiyamin. Amr Nachman. The Gemara is going to give three Terutzim now. Now, the Terutzim will go through the Ran, but you'll see are not that easy to understand, but we'll do the best we can. Omer Rav Nachman, loy kasha, hod machsa oyreisa a'ara, hod nokit lo biyotei. Now, although the Gemara uses this expression, the machsa a'ara, the Shita says, lav davka. He just means that he's not holding in his hands. It could be here on the table or on the bima. It just means that he's not holding it like a person holding the toy. So the machsa oyreisa a'ara, the nokit lo biyotei. Machs al ara, when this Sefer Torah is on the ground or on the table or on the bima, and he says the words Bameh shekosev bo daita gvili, he still has his mind on the gvilim, on the parchment. Then you say Bameh shekosev
bo. Yeah.
So says the Ran, Bameh shekosev bo means I'm talking about in my neder that background upon which the Torah is written. Bameh shekosev bo. I'm not talking about the ksiv itself. I'm talking bameh, on the background. What's the background that the Torah is written? On the gvilin, on the cloth. That's what he has in mind. That's if it's a'ara. However, a gvilin nokel. If it's nokel biyodei, however, if he is holding in his hands, then if he had in mind to talk about the gvilin, all he had to simply say is, well, the Torah that I'm holding. Why would he have to use the expression Bameh shekosev bo? Oh, but using Bameh shekosev bo, then he's trying to focus on not the gvilin, the cloth, but Allah's karishaba, the names of Hashem, which are mentioned throughout the Torah, which are written in this type. So therefore, getting back to this brisa now, Hanoi de b'tor l'yamaklum, that's in all circumstances, regardless of whether he's holding it, or whether he has it on the table, on the floor. In all cases, if he's noy de b'tor, he's saying that this food item should be also for me to eat, and I won't eat it just like this Torah. We assume Torah is referring to the gvilim and not mashikasa.
Yeah.
However, if he's holding it in his hands, why would a person have to go that extra mile and say, I'm being noida the mashikasa? Why don't you simply say, I'm noida with what I'm holding? In other words, with the Torah. What's the mashikasa? So therefore, he's going one step further and he's saying, I don't mean the gvilim, I mean the ksav. And the ksav includes the askaris. Askaris means the name of Hashem. So as if he's nishba b'shem, and that's why dvar of kayam. But that's because he's holding his hat. If, however, if it's lying here on the table, on the floor, chas v'shalom, dima, whatever, and then he's pointing to it, and he's saying about this, that I am now making a shvur, tzeh neder, not to eat something, like it says in the Torah, the meshek kosuba, that meshek kosuba might be referring to the gvilim themselves, upon which is written the askaris. I'm not focusing on the askaris themselves, I'm referring to the gvilim. I'm saying, Bameshe Kosuba, on what background are the words of the Torah written on these gvilim? That's what I have in mind. And therefore, if you just use Bameshe Kosuba, Tvarev Betaylim Umuvutal, Loyom Aklam, because it's gvilim. Rather, the Seif is talking about, he said, Ba Ubameshe Kosuba. Why do you have to repeat this twice? Ba Ubameh. Ah, that's come to tell you that I'm not only thinking about the gvilim, but I'm also thinking about the words. The ba is the gvilim, the meshikosubo are the words, and the word of kayam.
Does the fact that Torah has tumas yadayim, is it anything?
I told him it's rabbanon.
So it's still you can't just discard the rabbanons. I mean, it's there. It's tamei.
He's holding it with the mental, not holding it with the etzachayim.
But I'm saying this. But if he's referring to it. If he's referring to the gevilin, we had a daf yud on the base. Tar the tami not tami noser pigal usser.
Right.
So shouldn't the tome quality, the ability of this gvilin to metami the dying, he have some legal efficacy?
What's the reason by noiser and pigal it's usser?
Because it's davar hanader. It's because it came from chulin and originally was a korban.
That was the right. The gemara brought it. You go mitzad ikra right, and opposed to mitzad yem.
Right.
The gemara said, however, you have no right. It could be talking about noiser of oila. Talking about noiser of oila from beginning to end, it remained a dovra noter. And therefore, the noiser quality of it is almost a distraction. That's not the reason why it becomes oser. It becomes oser because it was a dovra noter from beginning to end, it was a carbon oila.
And even if it wasn't a carbon item, it was just a regular carbon, you didn't want to have a mina, the reason why it's also is because of the ikrei kamatvis, not because of the iser shabai. So the fact that it happens to be tummy, or that it's also to eat.
No, thank you.
You're very welcome. Anyway, so let's go and see now the rat inside, this distinction between he's holding it, or machsa ara. If you look at the rat, or the machsa ara, or raisa al ara, about 15 lines in, reisha doide betoira li'oma klub. The nachla biyadi, he's holding on to it. Fulfill a hachi liyam a klub. Why? The mai betoyer deka amar bigvil and shu ksuva. We're not referring to the words. We're referring to the gvil and the klav. Avo bameh shekosuv ba dvar of kayamin. When he says expressly those words, meh shekosuv ba. The daite has korish shuba varihu nishba b'shem. Ah, so it's not that he's daite on the words generally. Precious bara. But it's because of the Elikim. It's because of the Shem Hashem's that you have a Yidabar Hashem al Moishalem. So anytime you say Meshikasubo, it's as if he's saying, I'm Nishba in those shapes. Abu Seif is Memachsa Arais al Ara. They're talking about that it's on the ground, on the table. Olafichach Ilu Omar Vameshikasubo Bovod. If he just says those words, Meshikasubo, Liyama Klub. Keep the Machsa Ara Amrinin the Daite Agvili. Since it's not in his hands, but it's in the, on the table in front of him, then we say that when he uses the term "bameh shekosev ba," he's not referring to the askaris. He's referring to the Sefer Torah itself. The Hachik Amar "bameh shekosev ba haTorah." Upon which what? Background was the Torah written? The Hainu Hagvil on the cloth. Abki Amar ba uba meh shekosev ba mahani. Then it works. The Kibun the Amar ba kvar hiskir hagvil. So ba means hagvil. And so therefore what we have in the going back to the price for a moment, the noida betoyra really makes no difference whether he's holding it or whether it's on the ara. In all cases liyom aklum, because that means gvilim, so that's kodesh. The reisha when it's a meshikasimba is talking about that he's holding the toyra. Why was it necessary for him to go and say I'm being noider or nishba in the meshikasimba? He could have said I'm noida betoyra. Oh, by saying the Meshe Kosovo, it means, I don't mean the Gvilim. You see, I'm holding on to the Gvilim. That's not what I mean. I mean, what's written in this Torah, pull up the mantle, open up the gartel, the Meshe Kosovo. Oh, it means the Askaris. The Seif, however, is talking about a new case, that he's not holding it, it's on the table. And therefore, if he would now say those words, but Meshe Kosovo, also lo yomar klum. Why? Because I can say that what did he have in mind? He meant the parchment upon which these holy words are written. Then why did he go and say, Ba, Uba Meshikasuba? Oh, then he's talking about both. The Ba is referring to the Gvilim. Uba Meshikasuba is now referring to the words the Askarais, then the Bar of Kayamim. So therefore, we have to go and parse the Braisa. The first part is talking about he's holding it, the second part, it's Masa. That's the first pshat in the Gemara. As we'll see in a moment, the Boyesema and Nupshat. But before we go on, this pshat of the Ram, it's a little bit difficult to understand. Why is there such a major difference between if he's holding it or if it's on the table? Okay, I mean, you can try to understand it. If he's holding on to it, he's holding on to the Torah. So, Oy Bazoi, why does he have to say the words of Meshe Kosovo? Because he meant to say, I'm not just talking about the physical Torah, I'm sweating,
it's tangible. The intangible.
Exactly. I'm referring to the words in the Torah. However, if it's on the table or if it's in distance from him, so just going and looking at it and saying, Bemesha Kosova, that might mean, he's referring Taka to the background, to the Gvilim. He's not holding on to the Gvilim, it's on the table. So maybe Bemesha Kosova means the background. Paul Bemesha Kosova. Anyway, that's the pshat of the rat. The Mefarish says, another pshat, which is so beautiful, unfortunately it relates to the Lashon HaGemara literally, Machsa Ha'ar. And the Ram says, the Mefarish says, I should say, that if it's lying on the ground, the person's saying to himself, why didn't anybody pick the Sefer Torah up and put it on the bima? Why is it lying on the ground? It must be because there are no words in this Torah. It's just Gvilim. Maybe all the words have faded over time. Or maybe this is just Gvilim that nobody's written on them yet. And therefore, if it's Machsa Ara, Daite Agvilim. Unless he adds the words, but Meshe Kosova. Oh, that is assuming that there are words. Let's take a look at the Mefarish. Daite Agvilim. Let's look at the Mefarish. Ishenodar Loinod, the second line.
The kimin sheyaroya oisa munachas ala aret. Why is it lying on the ground? Sabra hoyu munachas ala aret. Vade ain kasuba. It must be that there are no words in it. It must be that it's an empty sefer. It's a toy sefer Torah that the children use. It's not a real sefer Torah, and therefore he's only talking about the physical klav, the gvilin. So I know there are elim gvilin v'li amar klum. Aval he amar ba. He cannot say that he had intention, that he thinks to himself, there's probably no words here, and that's why it's on the floor. Because if that's the case, why did he say, oh, you're going to say, Meshikosaba, he meant the background. He said, Meshikosaba. That's the afkiv, it's on the ground. He's holding it, right? With Simchas Torah, he's holding it majestically with honor. Everybody knows what's written in the Torah. If you're holding it in your hands and you're dancing with the Torah and you're taking it out, psicha for laning, everybody knows why you're taking it out. So you see a brand new pshat in the Mefarish, and this is textually, if you will, a better pshat, because it's takamancha a'ara, means it's on the ground. And he said, if it's b'zoyin, it must mean that there are no words there, and therefore that's why it's on the floor. Now, of course, if it's a real sefer Torah, it wouldn't be on the floor, it would be on the bima, it would be people would be holding it, it would be in the Arda Kodesh, etc. Okay, so that's the two pshat. Now we have the Gemara gives another two answers to the apparent redundancy in the last case of the Braisa. That the whole thing is talking about Machzalara. No difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. Everything is Machzalara. And therefore, says the Ran, that's why it's preferable to this Amoira, because this way you don't have to distinguish between that the first part is talking about holy, second part Machzalara. After all, not a word about it is mentioned in the Braisa. For Kamashlan, the Avgaf the Machzalara, given the Omer Bemesh, Kosuba, Mahani, if it's Machza Ara, Ba would not be enough. Bemesh Kosuba Ba is sufficient, even though it's Machza Al Ara. Once I know that Bame is sufficient, then Koshke, Kavachim, Tchavada, if he says Ba, Ubamesh Kosuba. So Eimachanami, the third case is really unnecessary, but it's linguistically, like you find from time to time in Mishnayos and Braisos, that they go and bring a case of Zul. Once I have the first case, and the Fishtaitz of the second case. The Bach takes out the word Mitziyasa. Kula Nami the Nokla Biyode. It's the other way around. Instead of saying that the whole Braisa is talking about Machzal Ara, the whole Braisa is talking from beginning to end that he's holding his hat. Talka Mashvala. The Kivan the Nokla Biyode. If he's holding his hat, Avagavdali Omar Ella Ba, if he says just the words ba, keman di omar bamesh kosev ba dami. Meaning, the way the third pshat, they learned the brisa, going back to the brisa now, in the third case, when he says, ba ubamesh kosev ba, Pashim pshat, the way we learned it until now was that he made a double statement. He's saying, I'm being noider in this, in the Torah, and ubamesh kosev ba, says this third teretz, if he's actually holding it, it's not necessary for him to say Bamesha Kosovo. Saying the word ba alone
equals
Bamesha Kosovo. That's what he wants. Kim not be yodi. Avdali Omar ba. Even if he didn't say ba, he just said Bama. That's already enough. Bamesha Kosovo dami. That is already sufficient. Even though he only said ba. Normally I say Noyda Batoyra Leomaklo. He means the Gvilin. But that's if he's not holding it. You're holding it! Oh, that's a different story. Since you're holding it there, covered in the whole business, then just saying ba is as if he's a mamesh, a kosuba, and devar of kayam. Okay? We'll start the Mishnah, and Mitchum will elucidate it further tomorrow. There's a Mishnah. Koinim shani yoshin, shani medabre, shani mahalach. Uhoim aliisha, koinim shani mishamshach. Harizeb lo yachal devar. All of these lashonis our Mishnah are telling are bona fide, kosher nedarim, and meaningful nedarim, that you have to be matan neder, or otherwise you're stuck with your neder. It's koinim shani yashan, and make a neder not to sleep. Shani medaber, not to speak. Shani mahalach, shani mahalach, not to go and take a walk. All of these things are effective. Now the Gemara is going to explain tomorrow, don't be nervous. You're all thinking to yourself, hey, if he's making a neder, then he has to have a cheftza over here, and these seem to all be actions, like we had in the previous Mishnah, at the end of the previous parak, where the Gemara said, so how did the Gemara answer? The Gemara said, it's talking about that the Gemara is going to go and say, like the Gemara begins, itmar koinim einai b'shina hayoin. He didn't just say koinim shani yoshan, he said koinim einai b'shina. Or you remember the Ran said at the end of the last parak, not necessarily that he actually said it, but at least we interpret his words as if he said it. And therefore, koinim shani yoshan means he is now asking upon his eyes to sleep, asking on his mouth to speak, asking on his legs to walk. All of these are effective in the Dharam, and of course Igmar will explain it much more in detail tomorrow. A person says to his wife, I asked tashmish on you from me. Again, it's a binding neder. It is a neder, therefore, it's also for him to do these things unless he goes and he's matzah neder. Mitzvah will continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai.
I'm sorry, I was trying to say a pun.
I'm sorry. It's fine. Good to see you both, Rabbi, and good to see you, David. Have a wonderful day, Hatzlacha.
Shelley wasn't speaking up. I thought it was an obvious